fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Mordina, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing all right.
That's good to hear. Now, you've told us that this thing that you're bringing us today is something you've been wanting to do for ages, and you'd been saving it up for a rainy day, and now you've just decided it's the day today.
Yes. Well, I mean, let's start with, I have a confession to make, Rachel.
Okay.
I'm extremely petty.
I'm shocked.
and there is a thing which annoys me a lot, which I've been avoiding talking about because...
It makes you sound petty?
It makes me sound kind of like, a bit pompous and petty.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
The thing we're going to talk about today is misapplied Shakespeare quotes.
Okay.
This is probably the most Amelia Discreet thing I think you've brought us yet, and I said that about when we talked about churches, but I kind of forgot Shakespeare's up there.
Yeah.
With church chat with Amelia. Okay, so misapplied Shakespeare, in what way? What are we talking about?
Also, I think the thing you need to be suspicious of immediately whenever anybody is saying Shakespeare said this is that Shakespeare is not writing, like, books of instruction and memoirs. Shakespeare is writing fiction.
Yes.
And character-based drama. And so when people are quoting Shakespeare, unless they're quoting one of the sonnets, you know?
Yep.
And comparing you to a summer's day, but, like, why would you? Because too many flies, etc. they're quoting a character in a Shakespeare play.
Okay.
And usually, they're quoting Polonius, and it makes me so mad.
So you're going to have to fill me in here, because I can't really remember. Who is Polonius?
So Polonius is a character in Hamlet.
I know Hamlet.
Yes.
Know that guy.
So
he's the skull one, eh?
Yes.
Hamlet, well, Yorick is the skull, but Hamlet is the one who picks up the skull and goes, oh, I know this guy, actually. he was a fellow of Infinite Jest.
Who is Polonius?
Well, so, you know, Ophelia is the girl what drowns.
Yes.
Who's Hamlet's love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And Laertes is kind of, like, mad about this because he's Ophelia's brother. Well,
yep.
Polonius is their dad.
Oh, okay.
And he is also counsel to the kind of, like, the evil uncle usurper figure. But essentially, Polonius's character in the play is that he's more or less comic relief. Like, he kind of goes on and on and on and says all of these silly, pompous things, and everybody's like, it's like,
oh, piss
like,
off.
Like, he tries to explain something to the queen, and she goes, can we have more matter, less art, please? And he's like, oh, don't worry, I have no art at all. And it's like a joke about how he's totally artless.
Yes.
And a doofus. And yet, people will still be like, ah, well, you know, it's like what Shakespeare said, never a borrower nor a lender be.
And so when people are using it, it's like, ah, yes, wise. But actually, it came from the least wise, most annoying character in Hamlet.
Well, I mean, like, the whole reason that he says most of these things are either because they're meant to be trite.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, they're jokes about how he's a doofus.
It kind of all comes back to that thing of, I think people think, Shakespeare, old, very serious. A lot of Shakespeare is very silly. It's, like, quite deliberately very silly.
I mean, yeah, like real life, even the tragedy has a lot of good jokes in it.
It does.
Yeah, and so the one that particularly grinds my gears for reasons that I'm sure you can imagine having listened to the show, and you know me, so you know about this, and I think, you know, probably the listeners have their own personal experience with this, is that brevity is not the soul of wit.
Right.
I do know you, and I am aware that you stand quite strongly by the opposite of that statement, yes.
And I mean, the whole, when he says brevity is the soul of wit, it's during his he's like, brevity is the soul of wit, but I actually have quite a lot to say, so...
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And so, likewise, and this is not Polonius, this is from Twelfth Night, when people talk about some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them.
This Which is one people like to quote often. Like politicians quote that one.
Yeah, it's a really dirty joke. So basically, in this play, there's this guy, and people don't really like him. He's called Malvolio. They don't like him, and so they try and trick him into thinking that this woman that he fancies is in love with him.
It's such and a so, mean trick. Mean trick.
And so they... Well, he deserves it. And so they write this fawning letter. And so in the letter, she... Well, the fake version of Olivia says, "In my stars, I am above thee, but be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them."
Wink. Big wink. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the greatness that they're talking about is more, it's station. It's not like heroism or whatever. Yeah, and so it's like...
It's not, you know, and then he had to go off and fight the war for the country.
No, yeah, it's like some people have a title when they're born. Some people gain a title through some means. And some people, you know, things happen after a wedding night that causes someone to gain a new title. Like...
Some people sleep with the title.
Yeah, and the phrase is like brought back mockingly at the end of the play to like make fun of him. Like it's not saying what people think it's saying.
I think you're absolutely right though. I think the only time this really annoys me is when you do see some particularly right-wing politicians from the States really love to quote bits of Shakespeare. And I can't remember exactly who I'm thinking of right now, but someone on the text machine might remember. But there was a lot of quoting of things like that and people being like, that's not where that comes from. That's not what that means. It kind of has the same thing as when, like, someone picks a song from a famously union-strong artist to play as their, like, walkout thing, and that artist is like, I did not write that song for you to just sort of, like... pompous out here, thank you very much.
I mean, like, Born in the USA, prime example.
Exactly, that is what I was thinking of there, yes.
So I have a couple more, and then I have some non-Shakespeare bonus.
All right, hit us. What have you got?
The lady doth protest too much. This one's also Hamlet, but it's not Polonius this time.
Who is it?
So they're watching you know, Hamlet has the play within a play, and Hamlet basically puts on this play and makes the people who are characters in the play watch it and keeps being like, hey, what do you think? What do you think of that one? Who is clearly like dressed up as them, pretending to be them.
Oh my God.
And so he's asking his mum, the queen, Queen Gertrude, hey, what do you reckon about this queen character in the play? And she goes, the lady doth protest too much, methinks. But it doesn't mean, and people are always accusing me of protesting too much, so this was personal.
This one cuts close to the bone, yep.
It doesn't mean that like, she is denying something and so that thing must be true.
Mm.
She's not being like, oh no, not possibly. It's like, it's not that kind of protestation. It's like, protest as in like, attest, like insisting something is true. It's like she's going on about stuff.
And so she's feeling a bit cut by that character. That's what she's getting at there.
It's not so much that she's feeling cut by it. She's just like, it's a bit like didactic. Like the queen keeps saying everything that's happening in the play.
I feel like we could go on about this for ages, but I'm aware that we're rolling towards the end of the show, Amelia. So what's your non-Shakespeare bit that you wanted to chuck in there?
So I'm sure I've probably mentioned this before, but there's two things from philosophy that end up, like from historical Western philosophy, that end up getting like said or like repeated back. One is like, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Yeah.
Is Nietzsche. That's like derived from a Nietzsche quote, which I find quite hilarious.
why is that? Did Nietzsche... My philosophy is scrapey at the best.
I mean, so it's too long to explain Nietzsche's philosophy here. But if anyone wants to write in, you know, we can have a chat.
We can have a yarn.
It. I mean, he means it both literally, because he was a very sick person.
Yes.
This is the thing to remember about Nietzsche. When he says things like, to be a philosopher, one must live on top of a mountain. He literally went and lived on top of a mountain because he was a sick guy and the mountain air was good for his lungs.
Right.
Like he usually is being like,
the Nietzsche,
you have to be like me, but also metaphor.
The Nietzsche doth protest too much, methinks. He's very didactic about it.
Yeah. And then the other one is when people talk about the pineal gland being like the seat of psychic power.
Ooh.
You know old mate Descartes?
Yes, I do. I know old mate Descartes.
Yeah.
Descartes, him of I Think, Therefore I Am.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and also Cartesian dualism, which means like a kind of a mind-body dualism. He thought the bit where the mind communicated with the body was in the pineal gland. So it was like the magic part that allowed communication between like essentially like the soul, like your like consciousness, and your like body. And so that is like kind of where that originates.
Things have moved on maybe since
things
then.
Have definitely moved on. Anyway,
you've picked us a very beautiful track by the Ophelias. I see what you've done there. Any particular reason why you've selected us both sides now?
I just like it.
It is very nice. Thank
it's
you,
just
Amelia.
Good.
Thank you for bringing us your most hated missed quotations. Always a pleasure. We'll see you in the studio soon enough.
All right.
This is the Ophelias with a very beautiful cover of Both Sides Now. This is from their album For Luck. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet. Someone says the upstart crow is a very good piss take of Shakespeare if you need more of that in your life. Hot recommendation. Amelia agrees with you there. She says that's a very good one.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.